It's a story that's all too common in America. Angelo Quinto was in the midst of a mental health crisis when his family called police for help with a 30-year-old Navy veteran. Officers arrived, a scuffle ensued. Four officers pinned Quinto down, pressing on his neck for about 5 minutes. He then went unconscious and was later pronounced dead. The cause? Excited delirium, according to the sheriff coroner.
It has been an abuse of authority in that case to try to cover up police deaths.
That's Robert Collins, Quinto's stepdad. He says they later found out excited delirium is a bunk medical term crafted and used almost exclusively in cases where people have had fatal interactions with police.
It's sad that medical terminology has been used to defraud the American people in this way to cover up abuse of power and abuse of force by police officers when it's inconvenient to find the actual cause of death. And therefore, it prevents our police departments from having accountability.
The American Medical Association and the American Psychiatric Association have both rejected the term excited delirium as a cause of death. Critics say it has no medical basis. Earlier this year, the National Association of Medical Examiners, the nation's leading forensics organization, also rejected excited delirium as a cause of death. And the American College of Emergency Physicians will vote at its meeting this week in Philadelphia whether to renounce a 2009 paper validating the term. A 2020 analysis of more than 160 cases of excited delirium found nearly all fatalities occurred after police restraints. Only 2% did not. That was published in the journal Forensic Science, Medicine, and Pathology, and suggested instead restraint-related asphyxia should be considered as a cause of death in these cases. That's what an independent autopsy found Quinto's cause of death was. And that's why Governor Gavin Newsom signed AB 360 into law, barring police coroners and other officials from using the term excited delirium as a cause of death. Collins, who pushed for the bill and found an ally, Southern California Democrat Mike Gibson of Compton, to introduce it, says his family's advocacy is far from over.
California needs to reopen every case where excited delirium has been declared as a cause of death. And with that, we begin to look at how corruption has infiltrated the system and how deaths have been covered up.
While California is the first to ban the term excited delirium as a cause of death, it may not be the last. Collins says other states like Colorado are considering following suit. That's where a young black man, Elijah McClain, was declared dead from excited delirium after police officers thought he was a suspect, stopped him, and ultimately put him in a chokehold, rendering him unconscious. Then paramedics administered ketamine, a powerful sedative. A trial is underway against two of those officers. Another one and two paramedics face separate trials later this year. And Canada's medical establishment is also weighing whether to distance from the term excited delirium as a cause of death. Back in California, for Quinto's family, the ban on excited delirium as a cause of death is a bittersweet success.
In a situation where there is no justice, you have fewer options. But I think that what our family has tried to do is at least make sure that the telling of the story leads to changes, and that Angelo's life, therefore, was at least not lost in vain, and that it prevents other families from going through the same thing. So we remain hopeful that's Angelo's legacy.
Collins says the ban on the use of the term excited delirium as a cause of death in California goes in effect January 1st, 2024. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.